My subject tonight is God loves you. I just called and asked if Jacob could sing. What does Jacob sing? Woo, God loves you, amen. What did Michelle say? If you don't know anything else, God loves you. Now, if you'll cooperate with me, it won't take us long to do what I have to do, amen. I wrote it down because, you know, I tend to go take a lot of rabbit trails. So I wrote it down what he told me to do, amen. All right, I have three things. Everybody say three things. I have three things to tell you tonight. Number one, God loves you. Number two, God loves you. And number three, God loves you. Amen. And I repeat as I've been instructed. Listen very closely. Hear with your ears and transfer it to your heart. God said to tell you, I, God, love you. I love you. I love you. Everything comes in triplicates tonight. Amen. So are you going to cooperate with me?
Amen.
Are you going to cooperate with me?
Amen.
Now we have to repeat this again. Three times. And I need your help. I need three children and three adults. Come on quickly. Come on quickly. Any three children, any three adults. Now, we've got two adults, one more. Well, we got four children, that'll do. All right, every adult face a child. Y'all face like this way. This way. I need another adult since we got four children. Come on over this side. I need another adult. Come on, one more adult. Quickly, quickly. It doesn't matter. It's nothing you can't do. Come on. Amen. Amen. This is what you have to do. As you face each other, I'm going to count. Now, you understand, children, when I count, don't say it now, but when I say one, you'll say, God loves you. When I say two, you'll say, God loves you. And when I say three, you'll say, God loves you. And you'll point to the person in front of you. Yep, you will do the same. All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
One.
God loves you.
Y'all do it too. Adults do it too. All right, start over. One.
God loves you.
Two.
God loves you.
Three.
God loves you.
Now, y'all stand right there. At your seat, get a partner or get in a group. Come on, quickly. It won't take us long if you do it. Stand up, stand up. Get in a partner, get in twos. It can be threes. Get to face somebody. Face somebody. Come on. Like I said, see, I've said that three times. If you had moved the first time, we'd be on to the next thing. Amen.
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 All right. Get a partner or get in a group. And as I count off, tell the person or persons, God loves you. Y'all do the same thing up here again. One.
God loves you.
Two.
God loves you.
Three.
God loves you.
All right, now, y'all can go to your seat. And there, everybody can sit if you want or you stand. It doesn't matter. Now, I'm going to count again. I want you to smile and repeat it after me. That's when I count and say, God loves me. And say it with a smile, all right? One.
God loves me.
Two.
God loves me.
Three.
God loves me.
Wow. Woo. You know, I want to go off all these roads about in spite of what I have done. He said, keep it simple, Corey. Now, let's look at some scriptures. John 3:16. You know it. You can put it on the screen, or we'll just say it. All right, John 3:16. Let's go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, in 1 John 4:8 and 16, both those verses are stated within that verse, God is love. Within those verses, it says, God is love. It's really not a descriptive. It's not an adjective. It is a noun renaming who he is. Okay, listen closely. The scripture says in the this translation, in this is King James, was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. the 16th verse in 1 John 4. And in the New Living Translation in 1 John 4 and the 9th verse, it says, is everybody listening? Are you listening?
Amen.
Now, I have a different translation, and if you don't have something to get that translation, you definitely need to listen, especially if you're a preacher. Amen?
Amen?
And God showed his love for us by sending his only son into the world so that we might have life through him. This is what love is. 10. It is not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. Now say this after me. I'm going to say the whole sentence and then you say it after I finish. My, that's some kind of love.
My, that's some kind of love.
I need a teenager. Do we have a teenager? I know we got two back there busy. We got somebody, a teenager, a near teenager that can come up here right quick. Come on, Smiley. Come on, Smiley. She knows why I call her Smiley. I'm reading what the Lord said to do. And you know, God has a sense of humor. Take that. But you're going to get a chance to read that in a minute. He said, glory to God. He said, now call a teenager who can read and call a preacher. Call a preacher. Anybody in here that's a preacher? Don't get Bishop. He's been up already. Anybody in here that's a preacher? You know anybody else in here that's a preacher? Your grandma. Mm-hmm.
Grandma. My grandma.
Now, this is what you have to ask her. Said, what did Miss Cora say in verses 9 and 10?
What did Miss Cora say in verses 9 and 10?
I don't remember.
All right, read what it says. I'm going to tell you.
In 1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 9 through 10, it says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that he might have eternal life through him. Verse 10 states that this is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins.
All right, now, this is what you tell grandma.
That God loves you anyway.
Thank you. Let's give her a hand. He said, tell them, the teen, to tell them that God loves you anyway, even if you couldn't repeat it. Amen. Remember now, you can't forget this. Say, I can't forget it. Tell somebody, say, you can't forget this.
I
had and still have only three things to tell you. You don't have to say it. That the Father God loves you. Jesus, who is God, loves you. And the Holy Spirit, who sent from God, loves you. God said the word is love, love, love. What's the word?
Love, love, love.
What's the word?
Love, love, love.
What's the word?
Love, love, love.
I told you if you cooperate, we go faster. See, he was, I had to get him because he wasn't paying attention. Amen. Amen. This is going to be a raggedy CD to listen to. But I'm doing what I was instructed to do. Amen. Amen. So that's the word is love. Listen to this. I don't have time to go into all the definitions of, you know, love. Oh, when he gave me the topic, I mean, I was ready. I had my Greek references and I had my metamorphoses and references and I had my whatever. God said, Cora, keep it simple. Amen. He said, love, love, love. Now listen to this. This is so important. Look at your neighbor and say, this is so important.